Hello, and welcome to Mindful in 5, helping you discover your peaceful path. I'm your host, Spiwa Jefferson, author of the Mindful in 5 book series. Mindful ninjas, let's take a pause together. Today, when we inhale, I would like you to visualize yourself inhaling all the qualities that you want. Love, compassion, focus, attentiveness, creativity, whatever you need. And when you exhale, I invite you to exhale all the qualities you don't want. Imposter syndrome, impatience, annoyance, all the things. Are you ready? Here we go. Inhale all the good things. And now exhale all the bad things. Inhale all the qualities you want. Exhale all the qualities you don't want. One more time from the belly, big belly breath. Inhale in. And exhale out. Today, we need to breathe because the title of this episode is Value the Valley. Let's journey through the valleys of life and uncover the hidden treasures they hold. Did she say treasures? Yes, she did. Close your eyes. Today's an interactive session, as you can see. Close your eyes. Picture a valley, vast and deep, with shadows dancing across its floor. At first glance, it might seem desolate or daunting, but valleys, like challenges, hold secrets. Valleys are born from great upheavals, just as our personal challenges emerge from shifts and changes in our lives. While peaks get the spotlight, it's the valley that nourishes, sustains, and gives birth to new growth. Can you see the hidden streams, the life blossoming discreetly, the beautiful flowers along the floor of the valley that you would not see otherwise? The dark seasons of our life often feel uncomfortable, even painful. But just as a seed needs the darkness of soil to sprout, our souls sometimes require shadows for growth. Each moment in the valley is a lesson, a whisper of wisdom waiting to be heard. Instead of resisting, what if we changed our paradigm, embrace the value of the valley, lean into its lessons? It's in these moments that resilience, strength, and true self-awareness take root. Now, let's deepen this exploration by introducing a technique grounded in neuroscience, mindfulness meditation. Research shows that mindfulness meditation activates the anterior cortex and the prefrontal cortex, regions of the brain associated with emotional regulation, learning, and memory. By practicing mindfulness, particularly during challenging times, we can enhance our resilience by improving our ability to regulate emotions and respond to stress more effectively. As we prepare to resurface, carry with you the knowledge that valleys are not voids, but rather vessels for growth. It was when I was sitting in the bottom of a valley that I learned the power of self-introspection. It was when I was sitting in the bottom of a valley that I learned that I could overcome every obstacle in my life. It was in emerging from a valley that I discovered my inner wisdom, experiences that I have been able to use, share with others, and empathize as they're going through their own valleys. And the valleys are varied because, for example, I lost my mother and my father for that matter. I understand what it is to lose a parent. Every experience is different, but there's a point of empathy and understanding that I have because I've gone through that. Because I went through the labor of bearing children, I understand how much that hurts. Because I went through the valley of divorce, I understand how hard it is for unhappy people to stay in their marriages. I also understand how hard it is for people to dissolve their marriages, right? Neither path is easy. And it is in those kinds of valleys that you learn compassion, you learn understanding, you learn empathy, and you learn the power that lies within you. So no matter the valley, one day I tested positive for COVID, and I remember thinking to myself, self, I guess this means I'm not going to get to go on my week-long vacation to Florida tomorrow, which was true. I couldn't go. But on the bright side, I guess it also means I get to lay in bed, watch TV all day and sleep, and completely undisturbed with nothing to do, really. And I get to rest, which was all I had the energy to do, mostly sleep. And so even in the valley of physical illness, no matter what the valley is, you can find value. So as we prepare to resurface, carry with you the knowledge that valleys are not voids, but rather vessels for growth. And with the tool of mindfulness, we can navigate these valleys with a clearer, calmer mind, trusting in the journey they offer. I am a God lover, and I will sit in a valley and I will say, thank you, God, for this valley. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to grow. I trust you, and I know you will bring me through this valley. As a result, I find that when I'm going through a valley, people tend to look at me and find sometimes inspiration in how I handle the valley. Here is a simple mindfulness exercise you can do anywhere, anytime. It is a technique using the acronym RAPT, to face uncertainty. The R stands for, if you've never meditated before, I invite you to check out the Feats episode that I recorded previously. It's titled Meditate with Feats, and it gives you the foundation for how to start your meditation practice on the right foot. So now that you have done the F, you found a place to meditate, and you are sitting, E, you are sitting ergonomically correct, and the other E, you are sitting there with your eyes closed. RAPT provides a topic, the T. Recognize, so the R stands for recognize the uncertainty of the situation, and try and let go of the need to control or predict everything. It's okay not to be certain. It's okay not to know everything. It's okay not to know how it's going to go. The A stands for approach. Approach the uncertainty with curiosity and try to understand what you are feeling and why. Non-judgment is huge. I define mindfulness as being present in the moment without judgment and without being overwhelmed by what's happening around you. So this curiosity about what you're feeling and why, even if what you're feeling is negative emotion, just explore it and be curious. What does fear feel like in my body right now? What is this sensation? How does it manifest? Are my ears burning? Is my heart racing? Do I have butterflies in my stomach? What's happening inside me right now? The P stands for practice. Practice self-compassion and be kind and understanding towards yourself as you navigate the uncertainty. Look for meaning or purpose in the uncertainty and consider whether there are opportunities for growth and learning in this moment. And then the T is take action. Think about what is the small, manageable step you can take towards facing the uncertainty, and remember that progress often happens incrementally. Renowned super brain coach Jim Quick loves to say, "Practice makes progress. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just take a step." I have a workout app that says progress is progress no matter how small. Same concept. Remember to be gentle with yourself and practice the wrapped technique at your own pace. With time and practice, you can learn to face uncertainty with greater clarity and resilience. Practice this for a few minutes. I recommend you start your day with 5 minutes each morning, allowing yourself to just be in this valley with a sense of peace and presence. Kelly Clarkson said, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." So, and for most of us, we don't have the option to just lay down and die because the thing just got too hard. We can thrash around on the floor, but when we wake up, the issues will still be there. You may be able to come through that valley on your own, but if you need help, reach out. There is no shame in getting professional help. Therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and anybody, coaches, and anybody else, your parents, your friends, anybody else who is available and appropriate for the level of support you need, leverage the people around you to get the help you need. If you are in a position where you are thinking of harming yourself, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in the United States can be reached by dialing 988. It is a free confidential hotline available 24/7 for anyone in suicidal crisis or emotional distress. For assistance outside the U.S., it is best to look up the specific hotline or helpline or number that is available in your country and see if one is in fact available in your country. But either way, always know that there is no shame in asking for the help that you need. So now, at the end of it all, take another deep breath. Carry this awareness with you. Remember, the next time you find yourself in a valley, recognize its value and trust the journey it offers. Equipped with the resilience and clarity mindfulness can bring. Until next week, this is Spiwea saying be mindful and be well.
Thank you for listening to Mindful in 5. If you enjoyed it, share it with a friend. Follow and rate it on your favorite podcast platform. Pick up your signed copy of the book and journal from SpeedwayJefferson.com or unsigned copies from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you get your books. Visit SpeedwayJefferson.com to download sample chapters of the book, watch videos, and become a mindful ninja. Join us on the LinkedIn Mindful in 5 group and share your thoughts. Until next time, be mindful and be well.